I'm Maya Jensen, and this is live from Studio A. Thanks for tuning in. It's 6 minutes after 1 o'clock, and we're welcoming to the studio Moon and Pollution. They're up from Minneapolis. It's a duo. They're up and coming. Molly Dean and Graham O'Brien teamed up. Their new single is out, Solace Sandwich. We'll get to chat with them, and we're going to hear their first tune, Moving Scene, and then we'll come back for a chat. Well, welcome to the studio, and this is it. Moon and Pollution on 103.3. This is 103.3 with Moon Pollution live from Studio A. And welcome to the studio. Hello.
Hello.
This is Molly Dean and Graham O'Brien. Well, tell us just a little bit about the band, the duo, and especially your instruments. This is maybe a little bit of a stretch compared to some of the standard music we hear on live from Studio A, and really amazing song. I love that. That song was Moving Scene. And, you know, share with our listeners what you're playing. Clearly, we have an amazing drum kit here, Graham. But
oh, thank you. I'm glad you liked it. It's kind of a hybrid between an acoustic and an electronic drum set. So it's a really cool product that I'm using, where you basically put a sensor on each of the drum heads, which triggers another sound off of my Roland drum machine. So I'm playing, and as a drummer, I like playing real drums, so I didn't want to just play the pad. So I'm playing a real kick drum, real snare drum, real hi-hats. But it's also triggering at the same time different electronic sounds that you're hearing. So it's kind of the best of both worlds from acoustic and electronic perspective.
Like a hybrid.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And You have an instrument as well besides your voice, don't you, Molly?
I do. I have a couple of pedals that I'm working with, which is pretty fun. I'm an acoustic singer by nature, but I've always loved electronic music and wanted to kind of manipulate the tone and in the phrasing of my voice. And so I'm using one pedal that is, it just has a bunch of different vocal effects that we can choose and time to see what fits in with the track and the melody. And then I also have a live looping pedal, so I can sing, like start a looping and then sing a harmony on top of it and keep adding and just turning knobs and starting and stopping things. It's pretty fun.
Well, share with our listeners, is this something that you started with the electronic addition to it? Is this something you experimented after being a musician? Because I think that this is probably exciting and interesting to a lot of people who are, you know, more of an acoustic or a musician and would love to venture into this, but maybe don't know if that's something that you just have to have that, you know, that techie interest already.
Sure.
Well, I think for me personally, it was basically the way we're set up is a solution to a problem of how do we perform these songs live, because the songs themselves have a lot of, like, there's live drums and live singing, live instruments on all the actual recordings. And so we wanted to play live instruments when we performed as well, not just do all pre-recorded stuff. But we were thinking, how can we get the same sound live that we get in the studio? Because sometimes when you try to take a song that's really produced and has a lot of layers and effects and everything like that, but you try to recreate it with only acoustic instruments, it can be cool, but it's just never going to be the same sound as was on the record. So, and we're still evolving. Like, there's a whole list of gear that I want to get and that Molly wants to get. But as of right now, this is like a way... This is where we're at in our journey to recreate the album sound, but in a live setting.
I think that's just phenomenal, because I think that that is the easy out. You could just say, well, we can just play what we did in the studio, because sure, that's all we have, you know.
Yeah, so, but we both are instrumentalists as well. And I think that we've really just found a really great common creative ground for what we both can do individually. And we just kind of, you know, morphed it into this electronic sound, because we're both really interested in the same sort of kind of music that we're trying to create. So it's, for me, it's totally different, but something I've always wanted to do. And you just, for, you know, the people that are interested in doing this, just reach out, you know, reach out to people that are doing it and ask questions. And that's the best way to get started. That's how we came together.
I think the misconception is that people who do electronic music aren't playing instruments. And mm-hmm. this really, like, just lifts that veil.
Yeah, I mean, there's a ton of, again, it's getting kind of technical here, but I'm into this stuff. There's a ton of products out there that are designed for people who want live feel as a musician, but want to have the sound of samples and layers and synthesizers. So... I almost just fell over. there are a lot of products like the snare drum that I'm using. It's a real drum. It's a real drum head. It's just got a cord coming out of the actual head that you plug it into a sampler and it triggers a sound. So there's just a lot of cool things to mess with. And there's a lot of community out there, like people who are doing the same things.
Mm-hmm. Really awesome. That's so amazing. I want to hear another tune. We have a couple more tunes in store for everyone here. What are we going to do next?
This song is actually called Moon and Pollution.
And that's the name of the band. Moon and Pollution here on 103.3 Live from Studio A.
Turn me down.
103.3 KUMD, live from Studio A. It's Moon and Pollution, and that was the name of the song. And it's just so nice to have this duo in, Molly Dean and Graham O'Brien. Brian, up from Minneapolis, here in Duluth. Just an amazing mix. I love that tune. I love the looping. And I kind of want to hear just a little bit more about your journey. We talked about your instruments some, but you know, you have another group you've played with, No Birds Sing, that people have probably heard of and heard on our airwaves. And I'm not sure exactly what your history is. So maybe tell us a little bit about your journey so far in Minneapolis, because you're a multi-project kind of musicians.
Yeah, we both had different projects going on. I also play drums and produce beats and make music for a band called No Birds Sing. And in addition to that, just other projects that I've done over the years. And I'm just kind of interested in the combination of samples and live instrumentation, and I just sort of have like a meditative sort of hypnotic sound that I'm interested in pursuing, and so that tends to be just kind of some of the traits of some of the music that I do. And I think that Molly sort of shares that, and that's how we connected on this project.
How did you guys meet and get together on this project?
Well, I was the one that reached out, I believe. Yes,
I did.
Well, I've worked with a couple of other producers just randomly over the years, doing electronic music. And I was interested in pursuing it again. It kind of was on the back burner for a while. And so I just started listening to tracks of friends of mine that were playing, and I heard a track that Graham had done. I just loved the textures and the, like you said, the hypnotic tones and that sort of thing. And so I just reached out and I said, you know, I'm a singer-songwriter, and that's kind of where I came from. I play guitar and sing, and play piano, and I've been live looping for a long time. So I was interested in incorporating that sort of electronic piece to it as well to do live. And so I just reached out and said, you know, do you want to collaborate or see if you like my voice and see if I like your beats? And we just started working.
Right. Yeah. And so you're a singer-songwriter,
mm-hmm.
and do you play guitar?
I do. I play. I have
She's a great guitar player.
Thanks.
And you don't have it with you. You don't have it at this group.
I'll have it tomorrow night.
Oh, you will.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
And you're a drummer. Did you start just like as a drummer without the electronics?
I actually, I've been playing and making music since I was 16. I kind of started playing drums a little bit later than some people, later than most of my drum idols, anyway. But I started. Actually, the reason why I started playing drums, and it's kind of interesting to people, is like I was making beats. I was like making hip hop beats, making rap beats for my friends in high school, and I wanted to use live drums on them. So my brother, my older brother's a bass player, Casey O'Brien, and he would be like rehearsing in the basement with his bands, and somebody left the drum set there. So I started recording sounds on it, and then I thought, well, I should probably like learn how to play this, learn what I'm doing. And then I started, from there, I just started studying jazz and really just got into the drum set in its own right. And I went to school for it and just kind of studied different techniques and everything like that. And then, but it's kind of come all circle now, because basically right now my main focus is on production and recording my own music. But it does still center around having live drums.
So it's great. You started making beats and you're like, I need a drum.
Yeah,
and now,
exactly.
But clearly, right? Clearly, a drummer in your own right. That you're playing with a jazz trio tomorrow night down in mm-hmm. the cities.
Yep, we're playing with DKO is the name of the group. It's with John Davis and John Keston, and we're playing at the Red Stag tomorrow at 10 p.m.
And then, are you still doing hip hop with No Birds Sing?
Sorry, that was tonight at 10 p.m.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know it's confusing because you're
right,
up here.
Yeah. What day is it?
It is Friday.
Okay, cool.
Are you still working with No Birds Sing?
Yeah, I am. We some big news for No Birds Sing. We just signed to Sage Francis's record label, Strange Famous, and that's huge for us because he is a hip hop legend, as far as I'm concerned. We have a record coming out November 14th is the release date, I believe. I think that's right. It's a Thursday. Maybe it comes out on the 12th. That's why I keep getting that confused. So it comes out on the 12th. The release party is on the 14th at the Cedar Cultural Center. We just released our first single of Tuesday of this week. And so that's being received pretty well. And yeah, it's just, it's cool because I'm excited about the No Birds Sing record. And I'm really excited about the Moon and Pollution record that we actually almost have finished as well.
But you do have a single out from that, and it's called Solace Sandwich. Talk just about the single, getting that out, and no, and that's also being received well.
It was actually the Solace Sandwich is the first song that we worked on.
Yeah,
I think it was one of the first tracks, and I heard it and I was like, this is going to be great. So, and our process is kind of that we, you know, he'll send me a bunch of tracks and I'll write lyrics and melody and then we'll get together and kind of shape it into a song. And this one, just stood out right away, I thought. And we kind of agreed that it would be a good first single as it was the first one that we had, you know, started working on as well. So.
And then you're going to have an EP or a full length CD coming out soon in the fall. Do you know anything yet?
We're still kind of talking that out.
Yeah, we've been in a frenzy over the last month, working on it, recording it, mixing it, and it's. I'm really, really happy with where it's at, and I think that it's going to be done pretty shortly here, like within a month. I'm hoping completely finished. So I don't know what's going to happen with the release of that, but we will have more music available really soon for people to check out.
Well, the exciting part then, you really have to see it live. If you want to hear Moon and Pollution, live is the way, besides the single.
Yeah,
definitely.
Right here on KUMD, live from Studio A. So let's hear one more tune, and thank you so much for stopping down.
Thank you.
And what's the song going to be?
This is going to be Solace Sandwich.
All right. This is their single. You can get this. It's out.
What secret words of simple pleasure? The only way to find surrender. Feel the beat, now find the movement. You heed the sound, so flows the current. You want it so thin. You want it now. You want it so thin. You want it now. You want it so thin. You want it now. Free in time out. Free. Yeah.
103.3 with Moon and Pollution live from Studio A. Maya Jensen here, joined by Molly Dean and Graham O'Brien. Hey, thanks so much for coming in and joining us live on air.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
And Moon and Pollution, they have their EP, Solid Sandwich, out. That was that tune you just heard. Live from Studio A today was produced by Christine Dean and myself, Maya Jensen. Engineering by Adam Krinsky and Sam Hagen.